Kurt Rosenwinkel here on Influenced with a whole fleet of people. Amanda Brecker, Pedro Martins, and Eric Clapton. What?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's who you know, I guess. And it's a really nice album.
Yeah, you said it was called Kaipi?
Yeah, Kaipi. I don't know what that language is or what it means, but it's a beautiful album. Everything comes in this flavor here. We just heard.
It's kind of like laid back, kind of jammy, chill.
Yeah.
He's super versatile, and I'm very excited to do a show around him. You just got a chance to chat with him about some projects that he's been working on and his influences, which we'll get into in a little bit. But tell me about it. A manuscript, a book full of manuscripts.
Yeah, that's the main thing for him right now. It's all of his songs that have been out in the world, that have been published in records and so on, that you can, it's more than a real book. It's got his own experiences in there. You know, of course, all the paper.
The scores and stuff that you can play along with.
And also has, what's that kind of, the language for guitar players that don't read?
Tabs?
Tabs, yeah, it has tabs. It has Sibelius, so you can put it into your iPad or something like that, so you can have your music right there on your tablet.
That's great, because he's an educator, too, and he's helping that next generation.
He's definitely educating on this. He talks about, you know, different things in writing. He is a writer as well. It's I can't wait to get my copy. I told him I was going to buy it. He offered to give it to me. I said, no, I'm paying for this, man.
Support your artists.
Hell yeah.
Along with this latest project book version, he's got a new album.
It's a new album, never been heard.
Right.
But it goes back like about 10 years. And he found it. He was looking through, you know, cleaning up his desk, and he found a DAT tape. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Well, that tells you how old it is. It's on DAT. And he listened, and it was like none of this had been out. And there's some from the album that was concurrent with it. So there's some repeats of studio versions, but they're live. So it's a more lively kind of an album.
Great. And you got the chance to speak with him about the band?
Yeah. He talks about it here.
All right. Well, let's hear it.
It's my sort of classic quartet from the 90s. We had a weekly gig at Smalls, and we cut our teeth there and developed our music there. And that's the band that I recorded my album, The Next Step, on Verve. And this is a live concert captured at Smalls back in 1996. It's Mark Turner on tenor saxophone, Ben Street on bass, and Jeff Ballard on drums, and myself on guitar.
I love Jeff Ballard.
Yeah, Jeff is amazing. And we're playing again now. We're doing like a world tour this year, and it's been wonderful to reconnect with everybody. It's been quite a long time since we played together. And so we're releasing this unearthed recording that I found amidst all of my DAT tapes from way back in the day. And discovered this recording of this concert that we did, and I thought it sounded good, and all the playing was good, and it was a really interesting document, and really kind of just transports you back during the heyday of our time there at Smalls, which has kind of been like that period of Smalls is kind of like legendary now for people, and so it's kind of cool to hear the crowd and to get a glimpse of what was going on then.
Man, oh man. And now it's like full circle because he says he's getting with them once again.
Yeah, I can't wait for the next album by those guys. Just a great band. You heard me going on. Man, Ballard's amazing. He's one of the best drummers ever. And so I always notice whenever he's out there because he's so sort of unsung, you know. I'm really looking forward to maybe them coming through here. He talked about coming through Denver again.
So. And that's kind of what Kurt's like, too. You were telling me off mic that even though he's played with all these people, done all these things, like he's a super humble guy.
Yeah, he is. He's, you know, he and really funny. You know, he laughs a lot, you know.
That's a good way to live.
I noticed on the video, you know, because of the Zoom thing, that as he was talking about stuff, he'd kind of have this this kind of wistful look on his face, and he'd start chuckling, you know. And I'm just like, this is a great guy.
Yeah, we're excited to share bits of this conversation with you today on Influenced, and we'll have the full recording online so that you can listen to it in its entirety. But still to come, we'll get into a talk on a specific project, which puts him in the classical vein, as well as some influences in his musical life. But let's take a track off of the album that he has released from those sessions at Smalls, right? That's what that was? Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, I heard that right? So these are literally a time capsule in itself. So here is A Life Unfolds by Kurt Rosenwinkel. It's a little bit long, so we'll see you on the other side here on Influenced KUVO. Oh my gosh, it's hard to believe that that was a live thing because it was so intimate.
Yeah, and well, if you've never been to Smalls, it's literally a living room. There's no, you know, Vanguard little coffee tables and little tiny chairs. It's couches and easy chairs and coffee tables. It's,
so you're just like hanging out with the band.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there's a cat.
There's a cat.
I asked him. Yeah. Well, they're working on a new cat because, you know, cats only live so long. But I asked him, was the cat there? And he goes, yeah, the cat was there with all of us cats.
You know? Oh, cute.
So, yeah.
I wonder what the cat's name is, if they do the same iteration or if it's like different names.
I need to find out about that. That was one big cat.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Well, this was Kurt Rosenwinkel's latest project, which is actually recordings from earlier days at Smalls
back
with this band.
90s, yeah.
Yeah, back in the 90s.
Well, it was, as he said, on DAT.
On DAT, that's right. And those delicate vocals, I loved him singing along there.
It's he knows how to sing. And he told me once about how it comes from Keith Jarrett's singing. Hmm. And I said, you sing a hell of a lot better than Keith Jarrett. I've got to say, he's a really good vocalist.
His influences are wide. And so we're going to get into that in just a minute. But we want to take a second and look at a specific project that he has around Polish composer Frédéric Chopin, who was of the Romantic period. It's personally one of my favorites, if not my favorite composer. But Kurt took a deep dive into his music.
And I mentioned to him that I thought it was fascinating. I'd heard the album before I interviewed him.
And what is the album?
It's the Chopin Project.
The Chopin Project.
And he'll talk more about it. But the thing is, I mentioned to him that I felt like Chopin was perfect because Chopin, more than a lot of other classical musicians, composers, was like a songwriter.
Hmm.
And never mind that it did say opus this and move.
Yeah, well, that was the way it was back then.
But
waltz number.
But I mean, we're about to hear a song, you know, after he talks about this.
Yeah, let's hear it from Kurt. This is him on his project, the Chopin Project.
The thing about Chopin is that the, like you said, he writes songs, and so there's a lot of song form that is absolutely wonderful material to deal with as a jazz musician, because he has these songs that have like a b c a form, but they might have intro one and intro two and then two codas, and so there's just this plethora of material that such generous songs that Chopin wrote and adapt them to like jazz quartets. So, you know, the vibe of the feeling of the rhythm is jazz. It might be more similar to like the Coltrane Quartet or, you know, like the Miles Quintet, but the material is straight from Chopin. Some of it's one-to-one and other pieces are sort of recomposed and taking the elements and creating new compositions from them. And so we did that project. I really love the band because it's like, for me, I kind of felt like I was an actor who got like the role of a lifetime, you know, like,
I get,
you know, like
yeah.
it just hit like all of the spots within me as a player, and to, to play these beautiful melodies and this incredible harmony and formatted in the context of improvising, like my main thing
Yeah.
is.
It's fascinating to hear him talk about it and, reimagine these works in the jazz setting. What an interesting project.
And they're on next to Brahms, another guy who writes songs. So that's their upcoming thing after he's done with this tour. They're gonna do
They're going to
that.
work onto that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, let's take a track off of this Chopin project. This is Valse in C sharp minor, Opus 64, number 2. I feel like I should have done that a little more. Valse in C sharp minor, Opus 64, number 2, here on KUVO. And if Chopin is somebody new to you, this is one of his more popular songs.
Oh yeah,
And if it's one if you know Chopin, then you'll know this
you'll
one.
recognize it, yeah.
Here is Kurt Rosenwinkel on the Chopin Project, featuring Jean-Paul Brodbeck on this. This is Influenced KUVO. Domi and JD Beck here on Influenced from their album Not Tight, released in 2022, their debut, featuring Kurt Rosenwinkel at the guitar on this track, which we're spotlighting Kurt Rosenwinkel because of a conversation you had recently around his latest projects, which we've heard about, and his influences, which we are yet to hear about, but I love his versatility, especially in that last set. We go from Chopin, an exploration of his music, into a more modern sound with JD and Domi.
Well, it sure seemed like when I was researching before I interviewed him, I was like, because the name does come up and I remember it. And it's like, wow, he did that. Oh, and he did this and he did that. And it was like amazing. And I saw him on TV on one of those Clapton Crossroads things.
Oh,
And
yeah.
he's up there playing the blues. He's playing some Piedmont blues.
The range,
I
man.
mean,
The
yeah.
range.
So.
I'm becoming a big fan, exploring his music during this special. So let's talk about influences, because him and I share one really main
You and me
influence.
and him both.
All three of us,
Yeah.
right? So here he is talking about the people that he looks up to, his musical heroes.
Bowie is one of my heroes. I would have on my wall, I would have probably Charlie Parker, Coltrane, David Bowie, and Biggie Smalls, and Bud Powell, So I really, 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 really love Bowie, and I love how you speak about like crossing genres and stuff like that. I love the way that Bowie is always using his imagination to reinvent himself, through music, and I just love that, to be able to inhabit different fantasies,
Well, you
about
kind of do that.
yeah,
I
I
mean,
do that, and
I
I think that a lot of that is inspired by Bowie, just the idea that you can do that with
yeah, so
music.
many, I mean, like Kaipe. And the Chopin Project and Star of Jupiter also different.
Oh, Bowie, man. I also stand by that inspiration from the fact that Bowie was constantly trying to creatively challenge himself. And that's something that Kurt, does in his work. I feel like he's always looking to learn more, it seems like, by playing with different people and learning new styles. I love the visual, too, of all of the heroes on the wall.
Yeah, that's it. I'd like to go see his room sometime because when he threw Bud Powell at the end there, I was like, oh, well, okay.
It kind of
Oh.
shows why he's so versatile, though.
And that restless spirit, and does I don't mean restless in a sort of bad negative kind of a way, but just that he's always looking for another thing, and yet still maintaining what he's learned, what he's already picked up. And wow, what a superior musician and really a great guy. It was fun
Yeah.
interviewing him.
Very, very fun. So we'll have the full interview online on KUVO.org, and a lot of other, you know, topics that you all covered, including favorite albums and all of that. So it sounds like it was such a treat for you guys to be able to chat. And thank you so much for bringing it to Influence to share with all of us.
Oh, when I finished the interview, I was kind of floating. It was just so good. He made me feel great. Sometimes I interview somebody and I feel intimidated, you know, because I'm still just a fan. And but he put me right at ease right away. He jokes with you immediately. He has no qualms about laughing. And I think that's just joyous and great.
I love that. Well, we've got more Kurt Rosenwinkel on the roster here, but we're going to take a little Bowie break because why not? He just talked about his love of him. So I want to play, we want to play rather, a track from Aladdin Sane, which was the follow-up to The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust, which is one of his cited favorite Bowie albums. But this one... It's such a vibe. It's one of my favorite songs on this album. And I learned from you that he's featured on the saxophone on it.
Yeah, that's him playing the sax.
So cool. So let's take Aladdin Sane, which is the title track from his sixth studio album, here on Influenced KUVO.